The Metaphysical Poets, An Introduction. Samuel Johnson wrote in reference to the beginning of the 17th century that there appeared a race of writers that may be termed the metaphysical poets. Widely regarded in the years since as a distinct poetical movement, it is interesting to note that from what we now know, the metaphysical poets did not, in the main, read or know one another. Samuel Johnson was not an admirer of the group, as he decried their distinct lack of the decorum of the day and stylistic impurity. But the poems here testify that it bands together a wonderful group of poets and their poems in an inspiring and thought-provoking volume. Our readers include Richard Midgley and Gazella Rowe.
Lips and Eyes by Thomas Carew. In Celia's face a question did arise, which were more beautiful, her lips or eyes? We, said the eyes, send forth those pointed darts which pierce the hardest adamantine hearts. From us, replied the lips, proceed those blisses which lovers reap by kind words and sweet kisses. Then wept the eyes, and from their springs did pour of liquid oriental pearl a shower, whereat the lips, moved with delight and pleasure, threw a sweet smile and locked their pearly treasure, and bad love judge whether did add more grace, weeping or smiling, pearls to Celia's face.
To a Mistress Dying by William Davenant. Lover, your beauty ripe and calm and fresh as eastern summers are, must now, forsaking time and flesh, add light to some small star. Philosopher, whilst yet she lives, were stars decayed, their light by hers relief might find. But death will lead her to a shade where love is cold and beauty blind. Lover, lovers whose priests all poets are, think every mistress when she dies is changed at least into a star, and who dares doubt the poet's wise? Philosopher, but ask not bodies doomed to die to what abode they go. Since knowledge is but sorrow's spy, it is not safe to know.